USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An IRS work shortage, an enormous workload from pandemic-related programs, and stalled legislation will cause taxpayers pain this tax season. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
As the Treasury Department and the IRS have said, the IRS right now has an unacceptable backlog, and that customer service that people are receiving is not what the American public deserves, and the president is very mindful of that.
NATO said Monday that it's putting extra forces on standby and sending more ships and fighters to the Eastern Europe area, as Ireland warned that new Russian war games off its coast are not welcome, given tensions over whether Vladimir Putin intends to attack Ukraine. The United Arab Emirates says it intercepted two ballistic missiles claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels over the skies of Abu Dhabi early Monday. It's the second attack in a week that targeted the capital. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Emotions are high as tensions between Ukraine and Russia carry on. Former ambassador to Germany, Rick Grenell, weighs in on Newsmax.
It's important to note right now that we are in a situation where we have terrible and bad choices. And that's what we're having to choose between. And it's important to note that elections have consequences, and we weren't in this situation before. We are in this situation after just 1 year of Joe Biden pushing us to the brink like this. I've moved into the phase when it comes to foreign policy, because all the work that we did, whether it's the border, whether it's the Middle East, and now what we're seeing in Europe with NATO and NATO members, is really frustrating. So I just want to start by saying we don't have any good choices. But the reality is that the leaders of Russia and China and a whole bunch of other places smell weakness.
USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
A new book called Red-Handed claims the Biden family has taken $31 million from Chinese intelligence officials. Breitbart's Peter Schweitzer last night.
That the Biden family, while he was vice president of the United States and continuing when he became president, received some $31 million from Chinese individuals who are linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. And these deals, which we lay out in the book, were carried out by a couple of individuals. One is a guy named Che Feng. Hunter Biden in the Hunter Biden emails refers to him as the super chairman. That's kind of his nickname for him. And he says in one email, "I don't believe in the lottery anymore, but I believe in the super chairman." Now, who is Che Feng? He's kind of this sketchy Chinese businessman. His business partner at the time that he was striking deals with Hunter Biden, his business partner was the vice minister at the Ministry for State Security. He was in charge of, among other things, recruiting foreign nationals to spy for China. He was the head of something called the Number 8 Bureau. Another individual that helped arrange that deal is a guy named Mr. Zhao. He also sent $5 million to Hunter Biden, and he sent that money from a very interesting business called Harvest Global.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.